The following is an excerpt from a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on June 5th, 1997 in Perth, Australia.
There's an interesting story by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur about animals in the jungle. That there was one time a young carpenter, and he decided to go into the jungle to get wood. Then he'd make furniture and sell it, and he'd make some money, and this way he could become rich. And he would be able to do all the things he wanted to do with his money and so on. So there he was going to the forest, to the jungle, the Sundarban jungle in southern Bengal, with his saw. And one old carpenter saw him heading to the jungle. He said, "Where are you going?" He said, "You're going to the jungle." He said, "Yes, but you don't have any weapon. How are you going to protect yourself? There's a tiger in there. So don't go to the jungle without a gun or something, because it's very dangerous." But the young carpenter thought, "What does this old carpenter know? If I see a tiger coming, I'll just take my saw, saw the branch off a tree. I'll swing the branch around my head, and I'll scare away the tiger. Nothing to fear." Right? So what do these old people know anyway? Right? Young people know better, right? That's what they think, see? So then the carpenter is there, he gathered, he already cut a lot of wood, he's got, you know, a good bundle. If you have to buy wood, expensive. So you go to the forest, you can get it free. That was the idea. Of course, there wasn't so many people going to the forest, so it wasn't a problem then. Now the forests are all cut down, so it's a problem. Then while he's there gathering the wood, a young tiger, not a very old one, you know, 3 years old, maybe only about 2.5 meters long, not one of the 3 meter long ones, spots him from the distance and starts running up. So you can see that tiger running over the field. And he takes his saw and he starts to saw the branch to do his plan, you know. And he's sawing and sawing. But he doesn't have enough time. Tiger is not that slow. Tiger comes and grabs him by the leg and then starts chewing on it. And then he's finished. When all the villagers found out, they were very sad that a young person sacrificed his life in that way. So in this is an analogy. So in this analogy, who was the old carpenter and who was the young carpenter? If we take that the young carpenter is someone who is seeking, like a young disciple or someone who's seeking spiritual life, then who's the old carpenter? The guru. But he didn't listen to the guru. Instead, he followed his own dictates. It shows that having a guru is absolutely essential for spiritual progress. In fact, of course, there are different types. There's a Diksha Guru, where one takes initiation and he establishes our relationship with Krishna, Sambandha. And then there's only one Diksha Guru. And then there's Siksha Guru, and Shastra says that one may have more than one Guru. So we may have many Siksha Gurus even. And the Siksha Guru, anyone who gives us valuable advice in our spiritual life, in one sense, is a Siksha Guru. And then someone who's totally absorbed in Krishna service and who's guiding is considered like representative of the, directly representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha Govindaji, and is also, that's the Abhideya, giving us practical advice for our day-to-day devotional service. The Prabhupada explains in one purport that the devotee who takes advantage of the two types of gurus, of the Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru, and achieves success in Krishna consciousness, going back home, back to Godhead, that they're actually the successful and fortunate. So we need to listen, especially when we're having this kshetra. We're under the control of our mind, and our mind is not neutral. The mind is being controlled by the three modes of material nature. The mind is seeing things from a material point of view. We have to take advice and take the guidance and shelter from the Diksha and Siksha Guru.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives, and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.